This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, which, by the way, we would have made progress on had the former president actually addressed the pandemic and not suggested people inject bleach.
Shots fired.
You are completely ignoring the science on natural immunity. So's Fauci. So's the whole group. You're just ignoring it because you want submission. You want everybody just to submit to your will, do as you're told.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
2,500 pages. If you take a look at $3.5 trillion price tag and you do the math, that's $1.4 billion for every page of this bill.
This is the end result of all the bright lights and the comp trips, of all the champagne and free hotel suites. It's all been arranged just for us to get your money.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242. This is our this is my last day broadcasting from New England. I'm going to Free America tomorrow on the 7 o'clock flight down to Florida.
Mago.
We'll be broadcasting from Boca Raton, or I will be for the next few months, and I'm looking forward to leaving. I'm sorry to be leaving the fans and the listeners and the readers and everything, but you know, hey, it's getting colder. It's getting the days are getting shorter. It's getting darker. It's time for me to be winging my way like a songbird to the warmer climes. And so that's where we're going. But we'll be here today at Aviva Trattoria till 6 o'clock tonight in Malden. Stop on by. Everybody's having a good time, right? Yeah. Mention my name and get a free slice of pizza down here at Aviva Trattoria in downtown Malden. All right. 844-500-4242. Inflation hits 30-year high in key gauge watched by Fed. Inflation unexpectedly hit the highest rate in 30 years in the gauge favored by the Federal Reserve, further fueling inflationary fears. The core personal exemption expenditures price index increased by 4.3% on an annual basis and 0.4% for the month of March. And I love this too. Core inflation, they call it. It strips out energy and food prices. You know, I would say that food and energy are the core, right? Everything else is kind of optional, but you got to have food and you got to stay warm and you got to have a way to get around, right? But that's the federal government for you. They strip out food and fuel when they get it. So, you know, the Biden administration, though, of course, is, as is its wont, is looking for scapegoats here. And so they are blaming pandemic profiteers. Oddly, you know, when Donald Trump, who was not only a puppet of Putin, but a puppet of plutocrats, they were not profiteering. They only began profiteering when Biden became president, and it's hard to explain, and I'm sure Joe Biden couldn't explain it either.
Wait, but aren't all the Democrats pandemic profiteers?
They're pandemic power profiteers. There's no doubt about that. And of course, you know, we're going to get into this, and we're going to take your calls on this, this human infrastructure bill and reconciliation and all the fighting. If you want to boil it down, it's the Democrats control Congress, they control the White House, so they can't get anything passed. So this is an intra-party feud. It's the left versus the far left. Or maybe I should, maybe even more precisely, it's the far left versus the further left fighting it out about what they want to spend the money on. But, you know, the money, you know, all this money, it's going to be spent very wisely. There was a new story out today. We've talked about this, all the scamming that's going on. Every day you read stories about, the, you know, arrests, indictments being made, and people stealing of these pandemic money. Today the story is out of Phoenix, Arizona. Scammers were able to pocket nearly 30% of the $16 billion in unemployment insurance that was sent out by Arizona since the start of the panic. The director of the state agency overseeing the program said yesterday, 30%. Most of the money, between $4.3 billion and $4.4 billion, is probably gone forever because it was siphoned, this is the Associated Press, it was siphoned off by out-of-state or overseas scammers who took advantage of the lack of identity verification early in the program. But I'm sure nothing's going to happen. Now that we're going to spend, now that the Democrats want to spend $3.5 trillion, I'm sure that all of these flaws have been worked out and there will be no scamming whatsoever.
All right, move on.
Exactly. Exactly. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along. Want to mention a couple other little stories here. You know, COVID, despite the fact that they're trying to push it as much as they can, COVID is failing to panic as many people as it used to. Is that a safe statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have a fallback panic. What is that? You know what it is.
Global warming?
Global warming. Global warming. Is there anything global warming can't do?
Climate change.
You're right. You're right. One of the callers has corrected me. You know, the problem is that sometimes you have cold snaps in addition to heat waves. So it's just better to just make it climate change. Or even better.
We can and we will solve the climate crisis.
The climate crisis.
We can't rebuild our economy and meet this climate crisis.
The climate crisis. I have another story about the climate crisis here. This is from Portland, Maine. AP. Droughts that cause leaves to turn brown. I thought it was the spinning of the globe on its axis. Climate change is causing leaves to turn brown and fall off the trees. It must be true. It's in the Associated Press story. Droughts that cause leaves to turn brown and wither before they can reach peak color. Heat waves prompting leaves to fall before autumn even arrives. Extreme weather. There you go. Extreme weather. Extreme weather has supplanted climate crisis.
This events climate crisis?
Like hurricanes that strip leaves of their trees altogether. Because that never happened. In the old day, I remember Hurricane Donna way back when I was a little kid. It came through, it was 100 miles an hour in Portland, Maine, and all the leaves remained on the trees. It's only in the last 5 years that hurricanes and winds have been taking the leaves off trees. It used to be the leaves stayed on the trees all winter long. For a cheery autumnal activity, leaf peeping is facing some serious threats from the era of climate crisis. Recent seasons have been disrupted in New England and New York by weather conditions here and elsewhere, and the trend is likely to continue as the planet warms, said arborist, conservationist, and ecologists. Do you think these arborists, conservationists, and ecologists voted for Donald Trump or for Joe Biden? Do you think there's some money in them for them in the infrastructure bill? There are two factors here. Listen, calm down. There are two. Listen, you got to hear this. What are you more afraid of? Are you more afraid of foliage scorch or heat wave shock? Because both of them are in play now.
What was the first one?
Foliage scorch.
Oh, no.
Not foliage. Yes. They sound kind of alike, don't they? Heat wave shock and foliage scorch. But here it is. We should probably tweet this story out, Taylor, just to scare people. Why climate change is making it harder to chase fall foliage. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and in as little as 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking. I'm headed to Florida tomorrow, and I have 4 jugs that I'm taking with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Order today and save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase 2. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you have gotten the shot if you had known you had natural immunity?
Just to make it easier for me and not to have to deal with people giving me grief and everything, yes, I would have.
10% say yes.
10%, okay. I'm really in the minority today. All right. Peter, you're first with Howie Carr here at the Aviva Trattoria in Malden. Go ahead, Peter.
Oh, hi, Howie. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Bill Maher, what he said about, you know, the liberal arts education or college in general. Yeah, so I went to a liberal arts college up in upstate New York, and after like 5 years after graduating, I realized I didn't have any skills, so I basically stopped what I did and went into the plumber's union and did a 5-year apprentice, but I at least had a skill coming out of it, and it's been good ever since.
Yeah, if you had it to do over again, you came out of high school, would you just go straight to the trade school, or would you, you know, go and learn how to tap a keg and roll joints at college for 4 years?
That's basically all it was, really. So I had a lot of fun, but I had a lot of debt to pay, and my parents' money, too. So, yeah, I would have probably just got right in the trade, you know, saved a little money, but it's been good.
Yeah, no, I, you know, the thing is, I mean, it is fun, and you know, the thing is, when you're in high school, most high schools, you know, there's some social pressure, you know, to be the cool people go to college, right? I hate to say that, but that's the way it is, and so, you know, people are discouraged from doing what's best for them long term, which is, you know, getting a skill that they can use for the rest of their lives.
Couldn't agree more, you know.
Yeah. Let's play that. Let's play the Bill Maher cut again. And he was talking about how, you know, it's just ridiculous that we're spending all this money on college when most people shouldn't even be going to college because they're not learning anything. And he's talking about the courses. And I thought this was just one of the funniest things I've read heard in a long time. It's cut 10. This is Bill Maher.
A third of students now spend less than 5 hours a week studying, and when they do, it's for their onerous magnum cum bullshit course load of sports marketing history through Twitter, advanced racist spotting, intro to microaggressions, and you owe me an apology 101.
You know, he's right about that sports marketing thing, too. You run into people all the time that are majoring in sports marketing. I mean, how much of a...
Everyone wants to be like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, but how many jobs, seriously, though, how many jobs are really open in the sports marketing field?
Yeah, but I say this as a theater major. Whatever you major in isn't really the point. It's just what you want to do after just depends on how much you're willing to work. It doesn't really... I don't think anyone even really cares anymore, unless you're majoring in something like accounting, and it can be kind of useful. Otherwise, we're all just kind of faking it until we make it.
Or, you know, or engineering, or pre-med, or something like that. I mean, that could still be valuable, but you know, most of this stuff is just is. He's right; it's nonsense. Richie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richie.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I met you down at Precinct a couple of weeks ago. I was lucky enough to win that VIP package.
Oh, okay. Did you win or not?
I won it, but I have to wait for you to come back from Florida, I guess.
Okay. Well, see you next year, then.
Well, what I wanted to talk to you about, my good friend is moving up to New Hampshire, and he's in the Union, Local 25, and... he's moving up there to avoid taxes because it's cheaper to live up there. But yet, he's a Democrat, and he's going to still vote Democrat.
Did you ask him, you know, why are you moving to a low-tax state if the Democrats are doing such a great job in a high-tax state? Did you ever ask him this?
It's all the people moving to southern New Hampshire, the hypocrites. And most people in New Hampshire, they hate the people from Massachusetts moving up there because they change their politics.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, New Hampshire used to be a solid red state. And now, now, except for Sununu, all the statewide office holders and the two Congress critters are Democrats. You know, it's a shame. And I hope things change. I hope Sununu runs for the Senate, and I hope he knocks out Maggie Hassan. She's a moonbat. I mean, if you had one more senator from anywhere, you wouldn't even have to be, you know, biting your nails that they're going to pass this monstrosity with this $5 trillion because you'd have enough Republicans to stop it. It's really bad. By the way, yesterday we've talked about the this crazy woman who was involved in the tree spiking in the West. You know, she was helping these people who were spiking trees, and they put the spikes in the trees to stop the cutting going on because, you know, you try to put the chainsaw in and you hit a spike and the chainsaw comes up and kills you sometimes or maims you as it has sometimes. She was involved in that. This woman, her name is Tracy Stone Manning or Manning Stone. She was confirmed by the Senate yesterday on a party line vote. A woman who testified under a grant of immunity in federal court against these tree spikers, she sent a letter for one of these terrorists who was her roommate to the tree companies telling him that they were going to put the spikes in the trees. So she was a terrorist. And she is now going to be the head of the Bureau of Land Management. I mean, it's insane. They have a woman who was born in the Soviet Union, who says that that venture capital is a bodily orifice industry. That's what she calls it. Only she doesn't use bodily orifice, and she has been nominated to run the banks, to regulate the banks, the comptroller of the currency. It's insane what's going on. I wrote about this a little bit today. You know, I said You know, Rachel Rollins, you may not want her to be the U.S. attorney, but compared to some of these other people, she's a moderate. Ugh, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. By the way, I think I got the gas tax site wrong again. This is the first week I've been reading this. I'll get it right the next time. What is it, Taylor, again, if you want to find out where the gas tax, where to sign the petition to stop the TCI? I got it. StopTCITax.com. StopTCItax.com. Find out where you can sign the petition to put this on the ballot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Texters are reacting to that story about the foliage shock. Or foliage scorch, excuse me. 207, I'm launching a new program, the Foliage Chaser. Foliage scorch or climate shock sounds like the new fall colors from Benjamin Moore. Foliage scorch, says 413, a.k.a. fall leaf burning season. Get a permit. Another one from 207. The AP idiots. Color is on schedule. As far as drought, September here was the wettest in 50-plus years. No drought here this year. Well, you know, if they thought they couldn't push drought, they'd be pushing the leaves. The false foliage season is being destroyed by too much rain. You know, whatever happens, they'll use it to promote the narrative of extreme weather, climate change, global warming, global cooling, whatever they want to call it. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. A few homes, speaking about people moving to New Hampshire, 802, a few homes in our town have yard signs reading, "Welcome to New Hampshire, don't mass it up." Mass it up. Another 603, don't Massachusetts our New Hampshire. Move here fine. Leave your politics behind. 844-500-4242. One of the people here at the Viva Trattoria in Malden just told me, R. Kelly convicted of not being Joe Biden's son. I think that's a pretty good way to describe it as well, isn't it? 844-500-4242. The Wall Street Journal had a good editorial today, called it the Manchin Intervention. When you have somebody in your family who's doing destructive behavior, alcohol, drugs, whatever, you know, you intervene and you try to stop them from the behavior that's killing them. First, he refused to break the Senate filibuster. Then he said he couldn't support $3.5 trillion because it's inflationary and the economy no longer needs the help. He says social programs must be targeted to those in need, not expanded beyond what is fiscally possible. They want to expand Medicare to include dental health and eyeglasses, vision, that kind of stuff. The program's already going broke, and they want to keep expanding it. What I have made clear to the president and Democrat leaders, Mr. Manchin said in a statement, is that spending trillions more on a new and expanded government program when we can't even pay for essential social programs like Social Security and Medicare is the definition of fiscal insanity. That's Joe Biden. The overwhelming problem for Democrats is that they are trying to pass a Bernie Sanders agenda with a Joe Biden mandate, and he has no mandate. He lacked coattails as Democrats lost seats in the House and won the Senate only because Mr. Trump demoralized GOP voters in two Georgia races in January. For reasons that are hard to understand, Mr. Biden has come to believe that he is FDR and can pass the Bernie Sanders agenda as his own. Mr. Manchin is trying to save Democrats from themselves. And so now these Democrats are saying that they're not in favor of higher taxes. You know, that's part of the whole thing with the, it's going to cost $3.5 trillion or $5 trillion, I guess is the real figure. But it's not going to cost anything because they're going to come up with higher taxes, and they're only going to make the rich pay their fair share. And as I've mentioned several times now, the last couple of days, the rich include everybody who smokes cigarettes, because they're going to increase the tax on a carton of cigarettes. Like you, right? You're rich. You didn't know you were rich, so you could afford to, instead of paying a buck in federal excise taxes on top of the state excise tax and the sales tax and every other damn tax, instead of just a buck on the federal level, you'd be paying $2. So that's every smoke in a pack of cigarettes will be costing you 10 cents just on the federal tax. Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, Mr. Garcia's governor. He went to Needham High School with Charlie Parker, class of 74, 75. Like an addict who finally enters rehab, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has promised to go cold turkey on tax increases. Anybody think he can stay on the wagon? I don't think so either. He was on a campaign debate earlier this week, and he said, "I pledge not to raise taxes in a second term." This conversion on the road back to Trenton, that's the state capital, was such a shock that even the debate moderator literally thought she'd misheard. "Yes, you will raise taxes?" she asked him. He repeated the no new taxes pledge. The Tax Foundation says New Jersey has the worst tax climate in the U.S. The state will spend $45 billion this year, up from $37 billion when he became governor less than 4 years ago. The budget this year alone was up $3 billion. Now the state has received $6 billion in COVID relief from the feds, not counting COVID payments to New Jersey residents and businesses. It's coming in handy, all that extra money. You know why? Because people are renting moving vans. The 2020 National Migration Study ranked New Jersey as the top state for net departures. Respondents rank taxes and cost of living as their top concern. Sooner or later, the state's public unions, the real rulers in Trenton, will demand more for pensions, higher salaries, and more dues-paying employees. "We're betting on a relapse," says the Wall Street Journal. I'm betting on a relapse, too. Hey, here's Mr. Garcia. He called in again. Mr. Garcia, how you doing?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I want to ask you a question. I got the form to retire because I'm working with the government. I'm 25 years. I'm not going back seeing myself. And I might lose 20% of my retirement. But what advice you can give me to take it or retire? Because I'm getting forced here.
This is just you and me, right, talking among ourselves, between ourselves, right? Did you ever hear of a process called the slip and fall?
Yes.
In Massachusetts, it's 72% as opposed to 80%, but it's tax-free, and you can take it immediately. And plus, you get the automatic COLA raise, COLA increases. You ever think about that?
No. But I want to know.
You got to make sure there's one thing, Mr. Garcia. You got to make sure that the accident occurs when there are no witnesses. And nowadays with all these surveillance cameras, especially in public buildings, closed circuit cameras, it's better to do it after dark and turn off all the lights.
And then bring in a
phone book, a big phone book like a New York phone book, throw it down on the ground, drop to your knees, get down and go, "Oh, oh."
Are we going to get in trouble for this advice you're giving out?
No one here. This is just me and Mr. Garcia. I didn't see Mr. Garcia. He didn't see me. Right? Right, Mr. Garcia?
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it secret. I want to tell you, you're the best talk radio in history. That's why I turn your radio. And Grace, too. I love Grace. I listen maybe 1 hour and a half, maybe 1 o'clock, and I eat some bagel and coffee. I listen to her a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Garcia. We love you, too. Round of applause for Mr. Garcia.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. And I'm sure you're relieved that Governor Murphy said he's not going to raise taxes on you for the next 4 years, because he's a very believable anti-tax crusader, isn't he?
He's a liar. He's going to raise the taxes. He's going back seeing all the teachers. He said he's not going back seeing the teacher. He's going back seeing when he win again in November. Hopefully not.
I know. He's like Newsom. Look at Newsom had that photo finish with the voters in the recall election, and as soon as he quote unquote wins, he demands all these little kids in California have to get the vaccine. Thanks, Mr. Garcia. Hope you were taking notes when I was giving you my good advice. I'm a pension consultant. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hello, Malden. Good call, Howie. Good call, Mr. Garcia. Hey, I guess nobody told all these people, all these Leaf papers that are clogging up the 603 right now because I can't get home. But, hey, Howie.
They didn't hear about the foliage scorch.
Yeah. Leaf burning is illegal, Howie. Hey, bon voyage. And traveling graces to you and the mailroom manager. And how long do you think it's going to take before you shed the socialist coil that has enveloped you for the last 6 months?
Oh, I'm going to get down there at around 10 o'clock, and our beach club just opened tomorrow, and I'm going to be watching the Atlantic Ocean and eating a nice meal at 30 tomorrow afternoon, and it'll all be peeling away from me. And you know what I'm looking forward to is I hear there's going to be rain on Sunday, right? So I'll be watching the game the night it's an NFL Sunday night game in Foxborough. And I hate to say this and I don't mean to rub it in, but if I see rain drops dripping off the camera and dripping off of a Belichick's hoodie, it's going to put a big smile on my face. Because I'm going to be gone for a while. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the call there, Lee. Abiel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Abiel.
Thank you, Howie, for taking my call. I'm just calling to denounce this crazy $2 billion for tree equality that they're working on. We have to denounce this, and this is unacceptable.
I know. The whole thing, it's just it's so ridiculous. I read some of them on Grace's show, but some of this crap, I mean, you just read what they're going to spend the money on, and you just know it's payoffs to these Democrat Party big donors. This is a great one. Provides $13.5 billion in spending on electric vehicle infrastructure to support an electric vehicle charging network. So that means somebody like the Mass Turnpike Authority will get $100 million to put in more charging stations. And, you know, some Democrat donor will have everything built in China for about $10 million and then charge the state $100 million. And everybody will feel good. And the governor, whoever it is, will go to the ribbon cutting at the Charlton rest area or the Natick rest area and pretend that they've done a wonderful thing.
I never see anyone at those charging stations, by the way. They're always empty.
And no one will ever ask the question, which is so obvious, we all know the answer, where does that electricity come from? Coal. C-O-A-L. Coal. So all of this all of these Teslas and Priuses, they're coal-fired vehicles. How many times do we have to say this? Provide $17.5 billion to help decarbonize federal fleets and buildings. When did that become a verb? Decarbonize. Puts $18 billion towards home energy efficiency and appliance rebates to reduce energy usage. So in other words, there'll be big Obama and Biden bundlers will be setting up companies to import energy-saving devices from China, and they'll be getting federal tax dollars to do it. It's just all BS.
Biden just said to a bunch of reporters after leaving the meeting with the Democrats, it doesn't matter whether it is in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get it done. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi's like, oh, God, why would you say 6 weeks?
Yeah. 6 years, that's what we're looking for. You're right, 6 years, as someone just said here at Aviva
Trattoria.
And he's
got his crazy mask on, too. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Bring some young woman around, like at the like in the dugout of that game the other night. All right, this fall I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do right now is run out to the store and spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what truly matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy cleanup options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. Patrice from Arlington has been one of our longtime listeners who tried HelloFresh, and she's been so happy. She just sent me an email yesterday. This week, like Taylor, she ordered the one-pot Longhorn turkey chili, which Taylor told us was great. And Patrice's other dish this week is crispy Cajun chicken sandwiches. That sounds really good. You tried that yet, Taylor?
I don't think so, but I'll definitely keep an eye out for it. That sounds great.
See, you know, normally you wouldn't order something that gave you a bread product, you know, that came delivered to your house. But again, with HelloFresh, you can take a chance because, as Patrice put it in her latest email, the meals come out perfect every time, can't be beat. And you have the ingredients, those extra seasonings and spices that spice it up, as I always put it. Dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. Those crispy Cajun chicken sandwiches and the one-pot Longhorn turkey chili. You can add grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to the order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh. I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than at the grocery store. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Gee, dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Why has it been so challenging to unite the party, Mr. President? Why has it been so challenging to unite the party? Why is the party united?
Are you serious?
Why is the party united?
50-50. Come on, man. Unite the party. 50-50. I got it.
Come on, man. We're here at Aviva Trattoria. We got lots of books to give away. If you come on by, you can get a free slice of pizza as well if you mention my name. Sadly, Grace, we just ran out of plug uglies, though. We got lots of Kennedy Babylons and what really happened, but I'm sorry we ran out of plug uglies because I was going to make one out to a guy named Spucky who's actually in the book. His mugshot's in the book. But we ran out. That's okay. Better luck next time, Spucky. 844-500-4242. You can't buy what you want. You need 6 months lead time now with no guarantee that it will ever be there. It doesn't matter how much of a rebate they offer you if it doesn't get used. Yeah, I know. You know, that would be a good hour next week sometime is what have you been waiting for? What did you order and hasn't come in? Like my daughter Carolyn was ordered some furniture. This was like 6 months ago when we first got back here. And it still hasn't come in.
Yeah, my couch took a really long time.
And we had some new windows put in we paid for them in February in Florida, and they just got put in this week. And it wasn't the windows were there, but the people that actually, the people who install them, they're not any of them around. No one was working.
I bought my friend like a nice little pot set for her wedding.
Yeah,
like pots and pans. And I had to cancel it because I ordered it in April, and they said it might be ready by next March.
Ugh. We'll be right back. Come on down to Aviva Trattoria in Malden. I'm Howie Carr.